This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an official Office of Management and Budget official, in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump on Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
And Republican Mark Meadows of the state of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides. That's former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Both were on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president. Morrison largely confirmed previous testimony given by other witnesses. Williams said that Mr. Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpile gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier, squads of Chinese army soldiers helped to clear debris that had blocked some key roads in the city for several days. This is VOA News.